Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet. Now we know on Shabbos, we're only chayiv for Meleches Machsheves. Intentions are what makes us chayiv on Shabbos. And there's a concept called Misasek, that's potter. And the classic case is, let's say the Gemara brings down a person that's trying to cut a vegetable that's detached from the ground. So there's no chiv of tolish. However, accidentally he cuts a vegetable that's attached from the ground. No, that's kotzer. But since it's Misasek, he's trying to cut a vegetable that's not attached, so he didn't have intention to do a malacha at all, therefore he's potter. This Mishnah is going to teach us that even if his intention regarding carrying from one rishus to another rishus, his intention was to carry something in a certain way that it was more protected, and that was the real malacha, and what happened was, is during the process, it ended up being something that wasn't as protected, and the act of carrying was worse for him, that's also not going to be considered a malacha, and that's called misasek. So let's see. If a person wants to carry something in front of him, where he can watch it better, and as he's carrying, the object moves behind him, potter. So there he's potter. Why? Because he had kavana for a shmira me'ula, like the Rav explains, that he can watch it better and guard it better, and now it goes behind him where he can't watch it as well. So that's misasek. However, la'acharov, if he has in mind that he's going to carry it behind him, so you see that he doesn't even care, uvaloy lefonov, and then it moves in front of him, which is even in a better location that he can guard it, chayiv. There he's chayiv, because that's certainly better for him, and he for sure would have in mind to take it that way. The emes amru, and this usually means that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, or like a halacha l'moshe misinai, like we've said in previous mishnayos. Ha'ish ha'cheigeres besinar, a woman that uses a petty skirt, like an underskirt, bein milfoneh, bein milacharea, and she puts something inside of that, whether it ends up in front of her or behind her, because it's always turning, chayeva, she's chayev. She can roi los chozer, because it's always turning, and there's an obvious assumption that this thing is always going to be spinning around. So therefore, even while she goes out, even if she starts where it goes, where it's in front of her and it goes behind her, she'd be chayev, because she always knew when she was going to go out that there's just as a good chance that it was going to be behind her anyway. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the same vein, af mekabli piskin. Even messengers, they would have a messenger, not like a bag, it was actually like a hollow wood item, almost like the way we have, looks like our Megillah holders. So they would carry like a messenger bag around their neck, and as they would run, these shluchim of the melech, it would swing around and very often would be behind them. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the same vein, they're chayiv too, because it's always going to be behind them many times, just like it may be in front of them. But the Rav says, Mefarshim say the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the svar of the Tana Kama? Isn't this similar to the woman? So the Tfarisol explains, because by the woman, it doesn't matter to her whether it's in the front or the back. She knew when she was going to go out that it was going to be in the back and in the front. Masha Enki and these messengers, since they're very, very careful of what they're carrying, even though they know there's a good chance it's going to be behind them, they would really rather it be in front of them. And they won't be able to feel it when it's behind them. Therefore, they're potter, according to the Rabbanan.